One day before Super Tuesday, Ohio is crucial, but Mitt Romney has lost an important Ohio endorsement to Rick Santorum. Maybe even Romney's supporters are changing their minds. It's Monday, March 5th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
We're going to talk to Ohio's Attorney General in just a minute, ask why he changed his endorsement and what may happen in Ohio. Also, the president meets with Benjamin Netanyahu today of Israel amidst what he calls loose talk of war with Iran. Many of you are talking about rising gas prices. Have the high gas prices caused you to change anything you do in order to save money at the pump? Solomon writes this at Facebook. Absolutely. As a non-custodial parent with hefty financial obligations, the college road trips I was planning for my daughters will have to be put aside in favor of virtual college tours. Also, when the weather permits, I'm committed to riding my bike for local travel. That includes to my job. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or you can post at thetakeaway.org. First, though, let's check the headlines.
And the four Republican presidential candidates are vying for 419 tasty delegates in tomorrow's Super Tuesday contest, biggest so far. Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum are focusing on Ohio, where polls show them running in a statistical dead heat. Santorum is telling supporters a big Super Tuesday will propel him to the convention.
You go out and give us a win, and I guarantee you, we will go on past Super Tuesday. We will go to Alabama and Mississippi and win there. And this race will turn around and we will be the nominee.
Romney, of course, has a different story. He's taking aim at President Obama and his economic record.
He's been in office for 3 years. I'm still waiting to hear what his jobs plan is, how he's going to make America more competitive, how he's going to put us back to work.
Sort of a mess in Ohio, electorally speaking. Rick Santorum could actually win the popular vote, but fall behind in the delegate count because he failed to get on the ballot in three congressional districts. Newt Gingrich is campaigning in his home state of Georgia, which awards the most delegates in tomorrow's voting, and Ron Paul will be in Idaho.
Vladimir Putin has been elected to serve 6 years as Russia's president. However, many outside observer groups say that win is illegitimate. The official count shows Putin winning 64% of the vote, but anti-government protesters claim the voting was fixed. Activists are planning numerous protests near the Kremlin. President Obama is reaffirming his support for Israel during a speech to a powerful pro-Israeli lobbying group. Israel has said it will defend itself against Iran and its suspected nuclear program. The president tells the Israeli Public Affairs Committee the issue can be solved through talks, but he won't hesitate to use force.
I firmly believe that an opportunity still remains for diplomacy, backed by pressure, to succeed.
A UN nuclear watchdog agency meets today in Vienna to discuss findings after a recent two-day visit to Tehran.
At least 24 Iraqi security forces were killed in a coordinated attack in the western part of the country. Officials say gunmen were wearing military uniforms and drove cars painted to look like government vehicles when they opened fire at a security checkpoint in Haditha. China's premier is warning of slow growth. Well, slow in China is something different. We would love to have this kind of growth in the U.S. Wen Jiabo told the national legislature to expect growth of 7.5% in China, but it's far lower than last year's rate of 9.2%.
In the markets, Asian and European markets are down, and Wall Street futures are down as well. The Dow starts at 12,977. The S&P opens at 1,369. The Nasdaq at 2,976. There's a new book out, yet another one that examines the economic policies of the Obama administration, especially during those crucial 6 months after Obama took office. And the new, this book says he failed to significantly address the problems of the U.S. economy, possibly a failure of imagination. We'll talk later on this hour. Coming up, though, New York Times chief Washington correspondent David Sanger joins us to talk about today's meeting between President Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. First, though, tomorrow is Super Tuesday. It's a big day for the GOP presidential nominees. More than 400 delegates are at stake, 66 of them in Ohio. We're going to take you to that crucial battleground state, which many people say possibly purple. Who will they go for? Mitt Romney, Santorum? We'll talk in a moment.
It overtook me to the point where I was blind.
My You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.